From Earth Sky, Sun News, M5 flare erupts, sun stuff may glance Earth. Today's top story, the sun just fired its strongest flare in days. The M5.8 moderate flare erupted from sunspot region AR4436 in the northeast around 13 UTC yesterday. The blast sent a fast chunk of sunstuff, a coronal mass ejection CME, racing into space. Scientists have detected a fast, powerful pressure wave racing ahead of the CME. The bulk of the ejecta is heading away from Earth, but our planet could receive a glancing blow early on May 13. If so, this could trigger G1 minor auroras. Stay tuned, aurora hunters. Over the past day, solar activity reached high levels. In total, the sun fired 10 flares, 1 M-class, 8 C-class common and 1 B-class weak. Strongest flare, M5.8 from AR4436, peaking at 1319 UTC on May 10. It triggered an R2 moderate radio blackout, disrupting high-frequency communications across eastern Africa. Lead flare producer, AR4432, generated the vast majority of the remaining activity. It fired 8 C-class flares and 1 B-class event. The Earth-facing solar disk showed 5 numbered active regions. A significant partial halo CME accompanied the M5.8 flare from AR4436. It first appeared at 1348 UTC on May 10, erupting off the east limb in the SOHO spacecraft's LASCO C2 imagery. The bulk of the ejecta was aimed well east of Earth. However, initial WSA and LIL modeling points to a possible glancing blow arriving at Earth early UTC on May 13. If the Earth-directed component is confirmed, KP could reach 5, indicating G1 minor storm potential. However, significant uncertainty remains. The CME may deliver only a weak disturbance or miss entirely. Solar wind conditions reflected the waning influence of a positive polarity coronal hole high-speed stream. Speeds declined from slightly elevated to normal by its end. The total interplanetary magnetic field IMF stayed weak. The BZ component remained near neutral and variable. The slight swings from north to south were too weak to drive any significant geomagnetic response. Consequently, Earth's magnetic shield stayed firmly closed. Over the past day, Earth's magnetic field stayed quiet KP0-2. No geomagnetic storm conditions occurred. The weak and variable IMF kept conditions calm throughout. No sustained southward BZ developed. Forecasters expect low activity to continue over the next 3 days. A 45% chance exists for M-class flares, primarily from AR4432 and AR4436. A slight chance, 5%, for an isolated X-class strong event also remains. May 11, Monday, expect quiet unsettled conditions KP0-3. Isolated unsettled intervals are possible from weak coronal hole influences. No significant aurora enhancement expected beyond the usual auroral zone, Alaska, northern Canada, Iceland, and northern Scandinavia. May 12, Tuesday, expect mostly quiet conditions KP0-2 as background solar wind prevails. However, a mild high-speed stream from a mid-latitude coronal hole may arrive late in the day. That could introduce unsettled active conditions toward day's end. May 13, Wednesday, the most interesting day ahead. A potential glancing blow from the May 10 CME could arrive early UTC. It may combine with coronal hole effects. A chance of G1 minor geomagnetic storm intervals KP5 exists. If storm conditions develop, auroras could reach Seattle, Minneapolis, Edinburgh, and the Scottish Highlands. Quiet unsettled conditions are more likely if the CME component is weaker than modeled. May 14, Thursday, a new coronal hole fast wind stream may begin arriving later in the day. A slight chance of G1 minor storm intervals exists as solar wind speeds ramp up again. We sometimes feature sun images obtained using hydrogen alpha filters. Read why. Bottom line, Sun News for May 11, 2026. An M5.8 moderate flare erupts from AR4436. A fast coronal mass ejection CME may glance Earth on May 13. A G1 minor storm and auroras are possible midweek. Stay alert. The Post Sun News. M5 flare erupts. Sun stuff may glance Earth first appeared on Earth sky.